Hello, big thinkers, and welcome to Life with Innovation. Thank you for stopping by. Today's podcast is the start of a new series called Innovation for Tomorrow, where I discuss the breaking news in the world of innovation. Today's edition, we talk about the plasma thruster. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on Instagram at Life with Innovation. So let's get started. This is Life with Innovation. Hey guys, this is Daniel. So this past autumn, around May-ish, there was a professor from the Wuhan University named Zhao Tang. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing his name wrong. But he had been working on a rocket, a new design, and paving the way for the future of rockets. And he calls it the plasma thruster. And it's really interesting because it really reshapes our initial, you know, our ideas currently on how rockets currently work. And essentially, he created a device that turns electricity into thrust. It's microwaves to energized compressed air and then into plasma state and shooting out like a jet. And this is some crazy stuff because his overall goal is turning electricity directly into thrust using no fossil fuels, just using microwaves and a compressed air that turns into plasma. That really changes the way we view rockets today, right? I think it's very interesting. He created a working prototype. If I'm reading this article correctly, it sounds like he's made it the size of a stove. And apparently this thing is really, really loud. But imagine that, like plasma shooting out of a rocket. That kind of reminds me of the Iron Man suit, right? You know, when he shoots these thrusters outside of his foot or out of his hands, or even the unibeam that's out of his chest. I think that's pretty amazing when you think about it that way, right? Because our idea of a rocket today is these huge, ginormous tube-looking things that shoot fuel out and go into space. But this really redefines our idea of what a rocket is. This is almost like a pod racer from Star Wars. A shout out to all of you Star Wars fans out there. And Zhao Tang at the university has a goal of replacing gasoline with electricity and air. And like I said, he has a working prototype, and he's recently said that he has plans to have a working prototype within 2 years. Because right now he just has a rocket just kind of just working like a torch, essentially. And this working prototype in the next 2 years is going to power drones. And the interviewers that went there to see the prototype, they said it's astronomically loud. I mean, that's the biggest quote that they mentioned, that it's just mind-numbingly loud. And it kind of looks like a blowtorch, which is really cool because, I mean, when you think of any type of fire, you think of gasoline or a type of fuel. But the fact that he made a blowtorch and it literally is just plasma shooting out in the form of electricity and microwaves, it's pretty cool. I actually like that idea. I mean, we can really replace fuel. I don't think this is really going to happen in the near future. Again, he's only going to have a working prototype within 2 years to power these drones. I really hope by that 2-year mark, though, these drones aren't astronomically loud. It would be like living near an airport when you have these Amazon drones powered by electricity, by electric thrusters. I think that'd be really crazy. But he also says that they can be used to build projectile weapons. So basically he's saying that the proof of concept can be through weapons, can be through drones, planes and all of this stuff. So here's the thing about these type of rockets that he's creating. So let's pivot our way into what our rockets that we use of today. Now let's use SpaceX's Raptor engine as an example. So the Raptor engine is a reusable Methalox stage combustion engine that is going to eventually power the Starship launch system. This thing is amazingly powerful. Let's talk about its dimensions real quick. This thing is about 1.3 meters in diameter, 3.1 meters in height, and it has a thrust of 2 meganewtons. That is astronomically powerful. And I know that is is astronomically far more powerful than what this prototype, the plasma thruster, is. But given that he wants to, you know, Mr. Tang really wants to put these in rocket format as well, I think it's necessary to really compare, especially the thrust of what's required for pushing a rocket into space. Right, so keep the 2 meganewtons of thrust in mind right now. So now let's go to more commercial use, right? The Airbus. So the Airbus produces 220,000 newtons. So that's already a huge difference there. The Raptor, 2 meganewtons, while the Airbus, 220,000 newtons. Big difference there, right? So, the plasma thruster, while it's still in its prototyping phase, this thing only produces 28 newtons per kilowatt. That means that the plasma thruster is going to need 7,800 kilowatts to compare to the Airbus, which produces 220,000 newtons. That's an astronomical difference there. I mean, yeah, it's still in its prototyping phase, but the reason why I'm even bringing this up, because there was some critics that got a little, you know, heavy with the thumb when they pushed on Mr. Tang's accomplishment in creating this prototype here. So a lot of the stuff that exists in fiction, obviously it's fiction already, but it makes it difficult to really apply this to real world things here. And while we hope to have this in a working prototype, because it's, I mean, we're very accepting of innovation to begin with, but this seems very far off, and a lot of other scientists and a lot of other innovators within the sphere of rocket propulsion, they also kind of disagree with, one, the application at which it can be utilized, and two, if it's even a viable source. So I mean, Tang, he first stumbled on this idea when he was trying to create create synthetic diamonds, which was interesting to, I mean, going from synthetic diamonds to, oh my god, I can create rockets with this thing. He tried to grow them using microwaves, which is amazing. Like, that's different. Like, basically killing two birds with one stone in two totally different industries. but he started to wonder whether this same technology can produce thrust. And yes, in theory it can, but how much thrust are we going to need for this? And essentially what's going to happen is, it's like shooting Tesla batteries into space, using Tesla batteries to shoot up into space. That's essentially what we're talking about here. But how many Tesla batteries is it going to take, right? So it's interesting to say the least. I mean, I'm always excited for new innovation, and I'm really excited to see what comes of this. I'm gonna give this a 7 out of 10 in terms of if we're gonna see this in the near future. I mean, it's a viable thing, but will it attempt to conquer or become a competition to the current ways of working right now, the ways of innovation? Can it compete? Maybe not. Maybe not. But this type of technology can be applied to other things. I do like the idea of drones. I mean, that in of itself is probably where I think that this technology will go. Will it go as far as airplanes or rockets? I mean, I would say that's going to take decades to do. But, you know, he could prove me wrong. He could prove me very wrong. Because, I mean, with the way technology moves astronomically fast, I'm pretty sure it could happen. It really could. However, the application is really what I'm leaning more towards. I feel like drones is probably an easier application. Or using it to, I don't know, jet-powered electric cars or something. Maybe something like that, a little bit smaller, right? Because going straight into jet engines or rockets, that's really out there, and that's probably going to take lots and lots of trial and error. But nonetheless, it's absolutely amazing. I congratulate Mr. Tang here for even coming across this and bringing it up, because what this is doing is also letting the scientific community know that there are other options out there, that there are other big thinkers out there. So I applaud him for that. That is absolutely amazing. But we'll see. Only time will tell, right? All we gotta do is keep dreaming big, just like Mr. Tang here. Keep dreaming big, keep thinking big. That's really how we're gonna keep moving forward and pushing humanity and keeping technology moving in that direction. That's really what it's all about. So there you have it, the plasma thruster. Let me know what you guys think. So thank you for stopping by. If you guys like the podcast, give us a like and follow us on your favorite podcast app. We post every Wednesday, and with the introduction of the new series, you will find surprise podcasts throughout the week. Keep thinking big, guys. This was Life with Innovation.